This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places that I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times?
You're playing the lute.
Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Hi, this is Shelley's brother, Stacy, and this is The Goodness Factor with Shelley Wade.
And welcome to another episode of The Goodness Factor with yours truly, Shelley Wade, where we report good news and shine the spotlight on good people doing good things. If you haven't already subscribed to the podcast, please do so now so that you don't miss any of the new episodes when they debut on Tuesdays. Also, spread the word about The Goodness Factor to your entire network, your family, your friends, your followers, your coworkers. There's a podcast out here highlighting good news and uplifting good people doing good things. Spread the word so we can have a whole Goodness Factor movement. Be sure to follow the podcast on social media at The Goodness Factor. Follow me on social media. My Instagram is the one and only Shelley Wade. My Facebook page is All the Rage with Shelley Wade. And please do rate the podcast, comment on the podcast, because that'll go a long way in helping new listeners find the podcast. So on today's episode, I'm going to feature an interview done with me by one of my colleagues, Miss Pat Robinson. Other than hosting the Goodness Factor podcast, I'm also the afternoon host on 94.7 The Block, New York City. And Miss Pat Robinson is my coworker on The Block. She's got a talk show called Conversations on The Block, which is not only heard on The Block, but also on WCBS-FM, WFAN, NEW 1027. And a couple weekends ago, Pat had me on her show to shine the spotlight on the Goodness Factor podcast. And I thought I'd share it on this episode because it really gives you some great insight into why I'm motivated to bring you the Goodness Factor, what I stand for, and my intentions for you when you listen to the podcast. So Pat Robinson's interview with me on Conversations on the Block will be featured right here on the Goodness Factor right after the Goodness Report right now. We have sadly had a few tragedies involving planes and helicopters lately, and as you can imagine, there are some people on edge about flying. So, one day after the tragic crash in D.C., an American Airlines pilot reassured his passengers flying from Jacksonville to Miami with this message.
Maybe I'm fearful about flying, and that's certainly understandable, but just please know that my first officer and our flight attendants and myself place your safety and the responsibility of carrying you to Miami to your families or vacations remains at the highest level. I have no higher calling than carefully and professionally transporting you today. So with that, relax and enjoy the beautiful evening that we get to fly in. We'll be underway shortly. Welcome aboard.
And yes, I know. It's notoriously difficult to understand what pilots are saying when they get on, when they make their announcements. So if it was hard for you to make out what the pilot just said, I will repeat some of it. He said that, quote, "I have no higher calling than carefully and professionally transporting you today." And listen, I know that for those passengers who were on edge, that gave them a sense of comfort, if they can understand what it was he was saying. Well, from up in the air down to the tennis courts, here's a great story for Black History Month. Tennis star Coco Gauff has donated $100,000 towards providing tennis scholarships for students at historically Black colleges and universities, also known as HBCUs. Yeah, the 20-year-old said her family has a, quote, deep-rooted history with HBCUs, going all the way back to my great-great-grandfather, end quote. The money will be administered by UNCF through the newly created Coco Gauff Scholarship Program. And as a product of Houston's HBCU, Texas Southern University, go Tigers, excellence and achievement, I am completely here for that story. In other news, and this one's perfect for American Heart Month, which February is also, CBS News reports that new high-tech help for young heart patients has been approved by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Yeah, doctors say that this will allow them to save more lives, an important milestone to celebrate just in time for American Heart Month. It's a little device with a big job, and it's called the Impella 5.5, the world's smallest heart pump that helps blood circulate. The FDA recently approved this new heart pump for children that circulates blood while they wait for a transplant. It's smaller than other heart pumps and can be used on younger kids. And finally, and my fellow morning people will relate to this story, according to a new study, mornings are actually the happiest time of day, when people are, quote, happier, more satisfied, and less downbeat. Maybe that's why I'm such an extreme morning person. I say I'm an extreme morning person because every single day of my life, I get up in the 5 a.m. and 6 a.m. hours without an alarm, even on the weekends. and I'm happy when I wake up early, too. I'm that kind of person where I'm like, if you're getting up at like 10 a.m., 11 a.m., 12 p.m., the day is almost over. Come on, people, let's get up and get things going. Let's live life. Let's live this day. Let's get the most out of this day. Yeah, according to this study, mornings are actually the happiest time of the day. Experts analyzed data from almost 50,000 adults throughout 2 years and found that regardless of the day, a person wakes up in a good mood and that it is the best they're going to feel all day. It's a bit of a roller coaster after that, with a big dip around 10:30 a.m. But there's another surge of happiness around 6 p.m. when many people are off work and having dinner. Then there's a downturn throughout the evening, and the least happy time is midnight or whenever you go to bed for the night. Also, more about happiness, the happiest mornings are on Saturdays and Sundays. No surprise there. And people are happier in summer months than winter ones. No surprise there either. And that's the Goodness Report. Time for the Do-Gooder interview. And this episode's do-gooder is my colleague, Miss Pat Robinson, who, again, hosts Conversation on the Block, a talk show that airs Sundays on my home radio station, 94.7 The Block, New York City, as well as WCBS-FM, WFAN, and NEW-1027. Pat shined the spotlight on the Goodness Factor and had me as a guest on her show, and I thought that the conversation would be a great one to share with you, to give you insight into what motivates me to do the Goodness Factor podcast. Without further delay, here's Conversations on the Block on the Goodness Factor. Take it away, Pat.
Shelley Wade, who's the afternoon host of New York City's 94.7 The Block, You can listen to her Monday through Friday, 2 to 7. But what you probably don't know about Shelley, I'm going to share a little bit more about her, is that she's always at the intersection of pop culture and positivity. She's an accomplished and versatile media personality who's graced the airwaves of legendary radio stations like 97.9 The Box Houston, 104.3 MyFM in Los Angeles, and was the first African-American to ever host a full-time show on Z100 in New York. She's also a TV personality and entertainment journalist. She's appeared on multiple TV shows, from Today Show on NBC, The Talk on CBS, Steve Harvey Show, CNN, MSNBC, Access Hollywood, and so much more. She's interviewed bold-faced names like Beyonce, Lady Gaga, Rihanna, Jennifer Lopez, Justin Bieber, Jay-Z, Will Smith, LL Cool J, and the list goes on. She's an amazing voiceover artist, and what you probably are hearing for the first time is that Shelley narrated a NASA documentary that played at the United Nations and has voice projects for Beyonce, Her, Missy Elliott, and more. Just a all-around accomplished person. So I am in such awe to work with you and to talk to you and to read your bio. So welcome to the show.
Thank you, Kat. Yay, I'm excited to be on. Thanks for having me.
Yeah. And so today we're talking about your launch of The Goodness Factor with Shelley Wade. It's a season launch. And why don't you tell the Tri-State about that?
Well, The Goodness Factor is basically how it sounds. We focus on goodness. I shine the spotlight on good news and good people doing good things. Because, Pat, you know, we're constantly inundated with bad and sad and negative news. And while there is room for reporting that, I want to be a part of the good news movement, you know, because there are people who actively search out good news. Right. And when they do that, I want them to find me. I want to put that positivity out there. So that's why I do the Goodness Factor podcast.
And most recently, if you didn't know, if you're not following her, please, I'd encourage you to follow her on Instagram and social media, Mary J. Blige. Why don't you tell that story? That was such an amazing moment.
Oh, my God. Yeah. So I went backstage to say hi to Robert Glasper, Grammy award winning musician Robert Glasper. Robert, like me, was born and raised in Houston. Mm-hmm. And so every year at the Blue Note in Greenwich Village here in the city, Robert Glasper does this residency called Robtober. Instead of saying October, they say Robtober. And he brings on all his famous friends to perform with him, and they come and hang out backstage with him. So I thought I'd go and say hi to him while I was at the show. So I went backstage to his dressing room to say hi. I get back there, and guess who's back there? Mary J. Blige. And Mary J. is in there, you know, she's having a good time. And Robert introduces us. And Mary's like, yes, I know 94.7 The Block. I love 94.7 The Block. It's one of my presets in my car. And she says, I love you and your voice. And I love that you always have something positive to say. I was like, what? But me, Mary? So it was a pleasant surprise that Mary takes the time to listen and that she is one of those people that tunes in for the positivity. So yes, yay Mary.
So that's incredible, Shelley. And kudos to you, because if you have not met Shelley Wade in person, I mean, you when you open your mouth, it exudes out of you. You're just a positive person. So my question to you is, you know, in days where things are challenging for the Tri-State, there's so much that goes on, so much, right? And so many people have different walks of life. How do you tailor your motivational moment of the day, your motivational segment? How do you come up with, hey, today I'm going to talk about this? Does it come on your spirit? Like, how does that happen for you?
You know, all different kinds of inspirations for the daily topics. Like, just like you said, sometimes I'm just moved to speak on something. My spirit is just moved to speak on something. Sometimes, because I'm not perfect, I'm going through a situation and I go through it and I learn the lesson and I share that with listeners. Right. Or sometimes it could be like the other day I was talking about Tracy Ellis Ross. she had received a fashion award. And one of the things she said during her acceptance speech was, don't wait to wear your fancy dress. Wear it now. Don't wait for a special occasion. Because she says, guess what? You are the special occasion. And I thought that was a great message, not only for fashion, but for all things in life, because we are not promised the next moment. Mm-hmm. And so we should live our lives for right now. That's not to say we shouldn't plan for a rainy day or save up money or anything like that. But, you know, we do have to live our lives. Yeah. We often end up putting things off way too much because we're putting it off for another day mm-hmm. or another year. Mm-hmm. And so I thought that message was amazing. Don't wait to wear your fancy clothes because you're the special occasion right now. Wear it for yourself. And that message could apply to so much. So sometimes I'm just inspired by things that happen in pop culture like that one.
Yeah, that's amazing, Shelley. And, you know, one would say that being positive goes hand in hand with being grateful, right? When you learn mm-hmm. to become grateful and you're learning, and one of the things I love about watching your social media is that you take in nature, you take in the moment, you take in fresh air. So what can people expect on this podcast? Are you going to be interviewing people? Is it just going to be you kind of sharing out? What can people look forward to with this podcast?
Well, every episode of The Goodness Factor has a certain format. So we start off with The Goodness Report. So I imagine The Goodness Factor, I originally came up with the idea of it as a TV show, like a good news report instead of just a regular news report, a good news report. So I formatted it, you know, like it was a TV show. And so when I was going to do a podcast for the Odyssey Podcast Network, I said, you know what, I'm going to turn this Goodness Factor TV idea into a podcast. Mm-hmm. And so I do it just like I'm doing like a news report, but it's good news. So I start off with the Goodness Report, where I report good news that's happening right here in New York City, right here in the United States, or anywhere around the world. Mm-hmm. And then so after I report, you know, good news, good stories, then I will shine a spotlight on what I call the do-gooder. Mm. So say if I were having you on the show because you're doing good, positive things, I would interview you and talk about, you know, first of all, give, you know, what you're doing with me right now. Mm-hmm. Give listeners, you know, an idea of, you know, who is Pat Robinson mm-hmm. and what motivates you to do the things you're doing and what motivates you to do the good things that you are doing out in this world. And so, from the do-gooder interview, I go into a good word where I end each episode with words of inspiration and encouragement. And that's what the episodes, each episode consists of.
Wonderful.
And so, that's what people can look forward to when they tune into season 2 of The Goodness Factor. By the way, season 1 is already there, guys, for you to go and catch up on all those episodes. And then, you know, subscribe on the Odyssey app, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts. And so when you subscribe, then you'll be notified when new episodes drop every Tuesday.
You know, Shelley, I see, first of all, Tri-State, do we love her? Can we all agree? We're all nodding our heads right now that we absolutely love you and receive you. And so, and I will say that The Goodness Factor will be a TV show. So we're just going to manifest that right into the universe. It's going to be multi-platform. So TV, podcast, is going to do everything it needs to do. But just the premise of what you're doing is so important. I would challenge mental health therapists who may be listening to connect with you because there are some synergies here.
Yeah. It's funny you would say that because I have been toying with the idea of having guests come on and do the mindful moment on 94.7 The Block, you know, instead of me just giving words of encouragement, having, like you said, mental health people, therapists, motivational speakers, because one of my big goals for this year is to collaborate more. Mm-hmm. I'm not really, you know, I said this on the final episode of season 1 you know, giving my goals for it. I don't really like to say New Year's resolutions because I feel like that puts too much pressure on me. But one of my goals for 2025 is to collaborate more. And so to collaborate and have people like that come on not only the show, but on the Goodness Factor. So yeah, if you have something good and positive to say and you want to collaborate, do reach out to me.
That's amazing.
Don't move. More of the Goodness Factor is next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Ah, DSW, Earthplace of the Humble Brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTokAds, and grow your business fast.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces like the gorgeous Sofia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy Bobo-pedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times?
You're playing the lute.
Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
And so what would you say to the tri-state that are listening? Like some things that you practice, some actionable steps, daily practices that you would encourage your listeners to take to cultivate more goodness and positivity in their own lives?
Yeah, you know, I just want to say, Pat, that, you know, people often will say to me, you know, like, oh my God, you always sound so happy. And how are you always so happy? Well, first of all, I work around music. Music makes me happy. Mm-hmm. So when you hear me, I'm happy because I'm working with music. But I am not a perfect person. I'm not always happy. But I have learned over the years, there have been a few times where I have had bouts of depression. But when you learn and you grow and you pay attention to the life lessons, then you improve. And so I think that there's nothing wrong with being depressed. Nobody is perfect. And if they say they are, and if they're presenting to you that they're perfect on their Instagram timeline, then it's a lie because none of us is perfect.
Right.
But what I can tell you is that if you're paying attention to the lessons, then you will get better, wiser, stronger. So what I do when I find myself, because sometimes we're just going through the motion.
Mm-hmm.
And we're not always realizing when we're in a funk. But then when you wake up, hey, snap out of it. Oh, wait a minute. I'm going through a bit of a depression. And I think that you just need to, okay, first of all, sit with your feelings, because you deserve to have your feelings. You have the right to feel the way you're feeling. So you sit through your feelings and then try to figure out why you're feeling that way. Mm-hmm. And then once you, you know, come to that understanding, you need to pick yourself and get yourself out of it, because sometimes we romanticize being, you know, down and depressed and sad. Right. And, you know, 'cause sometimes it can feel really good to just be down and, you know, like cover yourself in the blanket of sadness. Mm-hmm. But it's not getting us anywhere.
Right.
So I would just say, learn the tools. And, you know, like you said, mental health professionals know these kinds of tools.
Mm-hmm.
Learn the tools that will help you pick yourself up. And as the great poet Aaliyah says, dust yourself off and try again.
There you go.
So what are the tools you can use?
Right.
You know, things for me, tangible things. I know that music makes me happy. So I can immediately go to one of my favorite songs and that'll help me, you know, get the ball rolling on feeling better.
Mm-hmm.
I can go to tools, you know, reach into my toolbox and figure out what's going to make me feel better.
Yeah.
What's going to help me to learn this lesson and move on and to improve and build on what I've just learned from. And so I think that, you know, I think that working on your own happiness is a constant thing.
Right.
You know, it's never like, oh, I'm happy now, I'm happy forever. That's not a thing. I think you need to constantly, we need to constantly work on our self-care, loving ourselves, treating ourselves like we love, you know, because we often, especially as women, Pat, we often make other people priorities.
Yes, yes.
But nothing wrong with making other people feel special, but we also need to understand that we need to love ourselves and treat ourselves the way we treat others.
Yeah.
And show ourselves the kind of compassion that we show others, and constantly work on our happiness. And then seek out things that make you happy. Like you said,
yeah,
nature, that makes me happy. So it's a constant, ever evolving thing.
I got to tell you, Tri-State, this was supposed to be an interview, but I'm sitting back and I'm listening and I'm enjoying this. I'm not really talking because I love listening to Shelly Wade. So I'm raising the goals for you for 2025. Not only is it going to be the Goodness Factor, the podcast, it's going to be the TV show. We're going to get some TEDx talks, because you need to be on these stages. TEDx, you need to be
TEDx
doing this.
TEDx talk, okay.
Yep. And then you're going to do a book. You need to have a book.
The Goodness Factor book.
This needs to
all
be
all in 2025. These are goals that I need to
all in 2025, because, I mean, you got it, right? And, you know, you said something important is, like, for me, I like being around happy people with mm-hmm. a happy countenance, right? And you mm-hmm. said something. Mm-hmm. You said people automatically assume I'm always happy. And I
yeah.
appreciate you saying that, because we are not always happy. But when,
yeah.
but when we show up in spaces, our energy translates and it could make a difference for another person. So when I'm in the
yeah.
presence of someone who has great, cheerful countenance, it lifts my spirit and I feel good. So there's something to that.
Yeah, I got a really nice message from one of our listeners on Instagram. And he said, Shelly, I was in a really bad accident, and he sent me pictures of the accident. I think he was on a bicycle and someone had run over him. It was horrific. And he said that when he was lying there on the ground, he heard my voice.
Mm.
And I thought, wait, what do you mean? You mean I was on the radio? And he was like, no, he heard my voice.
Wow.
And I said, well, what did I say? He said, you said, hi, I'm Shelly Wade. And I was like, huh. And I tried to figure out what that meant. And what it meant to me was, when he listens in, he, I guess, feels a sense of calm and positivity when he listens to my show. And so when he went through that horrific incident, then he just heard my voice. And I guess that was a way to
yeah.
help him deal in that moment.
Yeah, that's powerful.
What it said to me, Pat, because when I say my prayers, one of the things I pray for is that I'm able to use my platform for goodness,
mm.
and that when I am on the radio, then I'm making meaningful connections with our listeners. Mm-hmm. I'm not just talking about stuff that, you know, that doesn't matter to them. I'm here to uplift you and to make a positive difference in your life if you're taking the time to hear me. So what that message was to me when I heard him say that was that he is connecting with what I'm putting out there.
And I appreciate you sharing that, but I think it's even bigger than that. I think it's he went through a traumatic experience and his mind was looking for a place of positivity, and you were the place. You were the automatic thing that could bring him back in a place of positivity. That's very, very powerful. How do you feel when you hear that?
It made me feel like what my goal when I get on the radio is, again, to be that for people. I'm not saying I want people, if they're in an accident, to think about me. But what I'm saying is I want people to feel like I am that source for them. Yeah. When they tune in, I'm always going to, I always have good intention mm-hmm. when I open the mic. You will never turn it on my show and feel like I don't have good intentions for you. And so when he said that, it felt powerful for me, actually.
Yeah.
So I felt like we connected in that meaningful way that I'm always praying to God that people will be connected with me when I put out there the energy that I'm putting out there.
Wonderful. And Shelley, you said one thing, and before we begin to wrap up, but I want to make sure, because you are exuding all of this amazing energy and positivity, and you were very clear with the Tri-State that sometimes it's not always as fruitful as it looks. How do you get yourself out of spaces when you're not feeling at your best? What do you do for yourself?
I'm hoping that I'm present enough to know, you know, that I'm going through it. Because again, a lot of the times we are going through the motions and we're not always in touch and in tune with what we're going through. Mm-hmm. And so I am appreciative that I have learned to be present in this moment, because oftentimes we're looking back and the past or looking forward to the future to plan, and we're not right now present. So I have become so much better with being present right now. And so when I realize that I am struggling with a situation emotionally, I again sit with my feelings. You know, because again, we are completely mm-hmm. okay to have the feelings we have. They are valid. And then I try to figure out why I'm feeling this way. Mm-hmm. Sometimes we're in our heads too much and we take some things too seriously, or sometimes something really traumatic has happened to us. Mm-hmm. Either way, I try to assess what's going on and then try to figure out how I can get myself out of it. But I also like to remind myself how blessed I am.
Right.
Okay, this might not be perfect for me right now, but I am healthy. I have shelter and sustenance. I have family members who love me. I have friends who love me. And so I try to constantly point out the things when I'm going through a challenging time. I try to point out the things that I have that I am grateful for, because again, that attitude of gratitude makes a big difference. And then that comforts me, thinking about the things that I do have, instead of focusing constantly on woe is me. And then when I calm myself and realize that I am blessed, I try to figure out what steps I can take to, if I can, fix or solve the situation, or if I can't, how can I move on if this is out of my control? What are the best ways for me to move on? And then realize also, I always feel like God has a perfect plan in place for my life. And so when you really have that understanding and really believe it, some things, you know, you can let fall to the wayside, because I might feel something is perfect for me. Say if it's a job, I might feel it's perfect for me, but I didn't get it. Maybe it wasn't perfect for me.
Right.
And God has a perfect plan in place for my life.
Yeah.
So I'm going to move forward with the knowledge that there's already something great in the works for me. What is it? I thought it was going to be this. It's not this. What is it? The word I love is reframe. So something is going terribly. I try to reframe it and think about it in a different way so that I can feel positive about life. And not to fake it till you make it, but just what really is going on here, and what can I control and not control, and then how can I move forward positively in my life to whatever the next adventure is going to be.
And I appreciate you sharing that. And that also ties into physical health, right? Because, you know, the way that you think, all of these things play into your physical well-being. So kudos to you. And there you have it, Tri-State. I don't think that I could have found anyone more better to talk to about positivity. I mean, I'm a big fan of yours, your work, what you do, who you are, the way that you
show up. Your energy
is just like electric. And, you know, we always come to the place so that we can hear something that feeds the soul. So we're super excited about the podcast, but I'm even more excited about the 2025 goals that will be met.
The goals you've presented me with.
yeah. We're going to do the Goodness Factor series. Like, it's going to be multimedia, TV, book, merch, everything. Like, there's going to be a movement. TED Talk and everything. And ambassadors, right? So I'm going to sign up to be an ambassador to the Goodness Factor movement. I'm very serious about this. So
thank you, Pat.
Yeah.
And I see you out there moving and shaking. You, I'm like, how does Pat, did she ever sleep? She is out there doing the thing.
Oh my goodness. having a wonderful time. And as you said, having an attitude of gratitude is the most important thing. So we're really excited about what you are doing every single day, Monday through Friday, 2 to 7. We're equally excited about the Goodness Factor and what that's going to bring and what it's going to do in terms of impact to people nationwide. So
thank you, Pat. Appreciate you.
Wonderful.
Love you for having me on, and love you for being the amazing person you are. I'm always inspired by you as well. And I see you on socials and posting about this new thing you're doing. I'm like, she's doing something else. And how does she have extra time in the day to do it? So keep doing what you're doing as well. I think it's really inspirational for, you know, people, period, but especially women.
Yeah.
To see, you know, other women doing well and uplifting each other. Mm-hmm. So thank you for uplifting me and doing all that you do to be fabulous.
Wonderful. Thank you for joining us, Shelley.
Thank you, Pat. Appreciate you.
What an incredible person, and such eclectic energy, authentic energy that really connects to people. And it lifts people up, and it's something that we carry with us and we remember. So listen, Tri-State, what an amazing opportunity in a world that we live in today where there's so much information and there's so much transformation happening around us, an opportunity for us to sit down and to find spaces that are designated and designed to pour out and to pour into us positivity, gratitude, grace.
Thanks again to Ms. Pat Robinson for having me on Conversations on the Block. Be sure you listen to her every Sunday and follow Conversations on the Block on Instagram at convos_on_the_block. And that's the Do-Gooder interview. Time for The Good Word. The quote I'm sharing with you inside The Good Word today has been attributed to so many different people, from Gandhi to Bob Marley to Jimi Hendrix. We're not quite sure who exactly was the person who said this quote, but it's a powerful one that, for whatever reason, I felt moved to share with you today. I guess because of all of the things that are going on in the world right now. The quote is, "When the power of love overcomes the love of power, the world will know peace." Let me run that back. When the power of love overcomes the love of power, the world will know peace. And that good word wraps up this episode of The Goodness Factor, created and produced by yours truly, Shelley Wade. If you haven't already, please do subscribe to the podcast so you don't miss any of season 2's episodes. We drop new episodes on Tuesday, so don't miss an episode. And please do spread the word about The Goodness Factor to your family, friends, coworkers, and social media followers, because we want the podcast to be even bigger in 2025 so that we're spreading even more goodness to even more good people. Also, follow us on Facebook and Instagram at The Goodness Factor. You can find my personal pages on Instagram at The One and Only Shelly Wade and on Facebook at All the Rage with Shelly Wade. Thank you so much for listening. Love you, and I'll talk to you next episode.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback. I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no. So my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron in Santa Fe to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark-colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.